You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 7th of April 2023 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. We've reached the end of another week. The weekend is almost here. Summer is just around the corner and we know why you're here today. You are here today to hear from my co-host all the way from Texas, Mr. Grandpa Dan. Grandpa, good day, sir. How are you doing?
What better way to ring in the return of Friday Daily Nationalist with also the return of the Friday Daily Transitionalist? So I think that's very appropriate. And I got a special gift for the listeners. The official, I have just now deemed the official theme song for the Friday Daily Nationalist show as Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley's Where's the Dress. So I want all the listeners need to go find that song and listen to it as a theme song for this show. And just imagine me and Sven doing the back and forth in that song. So there you go. That's my gift to the listeners.
Well, I say, where's the dress there? Where's the female name for the transgender that we're going to be talking about today? We're going to be talking about Dylan Mulvaney. And of course, I mean, that just sounds like a bloke's name, doesn't it? But no, apparently this is now a woman. Nike has sparked fury after starting a partnership with transgender influencer Dylan Mulvaney, who posed for a series of pictures in leggings and a sports bra. Mulvaney, 26, posted videos and photos on her Instagram page Tuesday, tagging Nike women while linking to the product's pages. Furious feminists and some men slammed the decision by Nike to give the coveted sponsorships for a prominent women's line to a transgender woman. And this Dylan Mulvaney does seem to be causing a lot of controversy at the moment. And I think there is a certain amount of comedy to it. I mean, I was looking at something that she said when she first put out TikTok videos of this 365 days as a girl. She claims that she's transitioning into a woman, but she never had a girl's childhood. So she's going through that at the moment. So she effectively dresses as a small girl and behaves like one as well, which I think is really done for sort of comedic effect. I mean, this Nike video where it's got them in leggings and a sports bra, they're obviously being ridiculous, basically just prancing about, and it seems to me as if they're really sort of just mocking women, really, in the way that she moves about. It's kind of like as if you had a white man and he was trying to mock black people, and you know, talking in black mannerisms and trying to behave as if he's black in an accentuated way. And it seems to me that that's what this Dylan Mulvaney is doing with trans. It's all very affected and very amplified, and you know, it is quite funny in a way, to be honest, but it seems to be upsetting a lot of people, particularly women, who are saying, well, why have you not got a woman advertising your women's sportswear range? Why have you got a bloke with a bloke's name who wears makeup, basically, and you're telling us that this is now a woman? I mean, it does highlight the ridiculousness of this trans agenda when you've got a bloke with a bloke's name, a biological bloke who wears makeup and then claims to be a woman. And another really bizarre thing about this, estrogen normally puts a lot of weight onto a man when they get overweight. They usually have high estrogen. So if this Dylan Mulvaney is taking estrogen, why are they as skinny as a rake? I got a lot of questions about this. Grandpa, what do you make of Dylan Mulvaney?
Well, it's always one always does well to remember these things are all manufactured. I mean, where does this guy come from? Why are we hearing about, why are they at the forefront? Why are they doing Nike commercials? Why are they doing Bud Light commercials? They're now sponsors. They're getting all of this money. These things are all manufactured and put out there for public consumption. All of these are manufactured products. It's just like actors, you see, they get chosen for a reason. And you look at all this and, you know, from the outrage to it, to all of the publicity, this is all manufactured. What I think is, and I encourage the listeners, if you don't normally do so, you really should look at the original source article so you can see some of the pictures and the videos that go along with this. And the great thing about our modern day and our modern internet age is these things will be, you know, captured for posterity. And long after we're all gone, historians in the future will actually have evidence for how ridiculous the collapse of the Western Empire, you know, the U.S., really was, because otherwise people ain't going to believe it. You know, if you just had written words and people were telling this story in just written words and books, people would be like, there ain't no way it was that ludicrous and that ridiculous. But you see, we have video evidence. And if you just watch the video of this guy in the sports bra bouncing around and dancing around, you know, it's just people in the future, whatever constitutes a society in the future after this collapse, are just going to be like, I just picture people like 100 years from now sitting in awe going, there's no way. There's no way this was this ridiculous. There's no way this was actually real. And yet here we are. We do live in historic times, Finn. I mean, it's just breathtakingly historic how stupid it all is.
You know, it is. You know, it reminds me a little bit of, I think there was someone called Pee Wee Herman years ago, and his thing used to be pretending to be a little boy, if I remember rightly. And this is like the same thing, but it's, again, it's a bloke. But he's pretending to be a little girl this time. Well, it is not the first time that Nike has used a trans star in their marketing, launching their Play New campaign in 2021 with Mara Gomez, who is the first trans woman to play in Argentina's professional football league. Marvaney, who has not yet had gender reassignment surgery, is currently on hormones to help her transition into a woman and has been documenting her change into girlhood. In her latest Nike posts, Mulvaney appeared in a pair of black skin-tight leggings and a white sports bra and could be seen striking yoga poses in a sunny backyard. A video showed her dancing or prancing about the yard in her bare feet, doing mock workouts while an upbeat song played over the performance. As it says here, I mean, is it really the only difference between men and women is if you take hormones? And you think, is that going to magically turn this person into a woman? Says currently on hormones to help her transition into a woman. And of course, he hasn't yet had this gender reassignment surgery. And there seems to be a bit of a falling out with Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner is not very happy about this. I think he's been pushed out of the limelight a little bit because he was also advertising sportswear a couple of years back, and he really doesn't approve of this Dylan Mulvaney advertising sportswear, and he's making a fuss about the fact that she still has this bulge. And I'm wondering if there's a little bit of penis envy there from Caitlyn Jenner. Maybe he is starting to regret having that operation. Who knows? Grandpa, what do you think of this? What do you think she looks like in her skin tight leggings and her yoga poses?
Well, one commonality in all of the video and photo depictions of this person is they look visibly insane. You know, I mean, your instincts when you look at this person's eyes is you'd be like, that's a crazy person, whether they're dressing up as a woman or not. You would look at somebody and be like, that guy's nuts. There, I think an important thing, because I see, you know, when you read stories like this and you read, like, you know, normal, just average people's comments on it, when you read average people, how they take it in and react, because I find that interesting. And you'll see people be like, you know, well, that's it, you know, because this person has gotten several of these sponsorships. Like I say, they got a beer sponsorship. They put them on the cans of these beers. And you see people and their reaction is, well, I'll just never buy that product again. I see people say things like, well, this has got to be like one of the dumbest decisions by a corporate marketing team ever. Why would you market women's sportswear with this guy? You know, and it's just crazy. They're not going to sell any products, and we'll show them we'll not buy their product. And the point that people miss here is they're not selling the products. They're selling you something else. they're selling this message of denying reality. On the surface, you could say they're selling the transgender agenda, but it's not really. The transgender agenda is by and large just a tool. They're selling the overall narrative of denying reality. See, it all fits in with everything else they promote. Up is down, down is up, right is wrong, left is right, right is left. You know, they're promoting an agenda of denying reality. That's what they're selling. They're not selling beer. They're not selling Nike sports bras. That's beside the point. That's why they don't care. They don't care if you say, well, I'll never buy your product again. That's not what they're even selling. It's the same thing when you turn on the TV and virtually every commercial, if it shows a couple, is going to be a black male with a white female. They're not selling Ford cars or whatever you're seeing on the TV. They're selling interracial marriage. They're selling something else. The product that they're, you know, that's on the surface isn't what they're selling. And I think that's an important thing, you know, to keep in mind, because you sit here, like I said at the beginning here, people like this are manufactured. You have to ask yourself, and what I mean by that, I'm not saying they don't exist. I'm saying they're brought to the forefront and presented to you for a reason. They're a product. Like I say, actors and singers are a product. They're managed 24/7. If they come out and say, I support this charity, they didn't make that decision. They have handlers that make that decision. There are people who decide, okay, you're going to represent this. This person, nobody would know this person existed, but somebody somewhere decided to use this person to create a message. They're a manufactured product and they're being presented to you. But the part that people don't understand is exactly what's being sold.
Well, it has to be that, doesn't it? Because when these companies start doing this, for example, when Gillette started doing this and promoting transgenderism and effeminate men, you know, they lost a lot of their sales, and new companies actually came up marketing razor blades and shaving and all that sort of thing, and they actually lost a lot of money. So you see the same here. You see that Nike are now using this Dylan Mulvaney, and are they advertising this at transgenders? This tiny percentage of the population? That's not it. That's not their target audience. Well, what they're doing is they're selling this liberal progressive idea that's more important to them. I think you end up with groups like Black Rock, and I think Vanguard is the name of the other one, and they're very liberal and progressive. And when these companies, when they lose out on money, they'll just get given some more money from Vanguard or from Black Rock, the guys that actually run that. They're very liberal, progressive, and there's just this push to push these ideas is far more important to them than anything else. And it's really been going on since the end of the Second World War. And I would recommend people look at Dr. E. Michael Jones' work on advertising, and particularly the way that advertising and magazines were used in Germany after the war. I mean, this all ties in with it. But to get back to the news story here, many took to social media to express their outrage that Mulvaney had been given the sponsorship and not a biological woman, and puzzled about who the brand was trying to sell its products to with the ads. I really used to enjoy At Nike as a brand, but I will never wear another shoe from them after they featured Dylan Mulvaney as their new ambassador for women's clothing, one user wrote. When will these brands understand that women do not want men dressing up as them to advertise their own products? Dylan Mulvaney is making the biggest mockery out of women, and I am officially outraged following his collaboration, another wrote. You chose him over all the hard-working women who work out regularly in your activewear. What a damn, damn shame. Absolutely disgusting. And finally, Nike women have hired Dylan Mulvaney to be the new face of their women's bra and sports bra range, wrote a third. A brand would likely pay someone like Dylan, who has 1.7 million followers, plus huge media attention, around $50,000 to $100,000 for this. Why doesn't Nike pay a real woman to promote a product that is solely for women? And I guess this is one positive side of this. I mean, it is really winding up the feminists. But at the same time, I think a lot of feminists are being woken up to the fact that yes, there is actually a difference between men and women. You have these trans exclusionary radical feminists now. You have these TERFs, and I have a look at some of the material that they put out, and a lot of them are very good researchers into this, and their views intersect with the views that we have as nationalists and as traditionalists. And I never would have thought that traditionalists would end up having the same views as feminists on anything. But that does appear to be the case here. It's mainly the feminists that are really upset about this. And, you know, it does seem to me as if there's a hint of comedy in here. As I pointed out, that this first video that Dylan Mulvaney put out, they said that they were being comedic in it. So I think there is an element of comedy there. And there is also an element of, you know, they could seriously be deranged. They've been involved in Hollywood for a long time. And when they were a child, I think they were given an award for Best Hollywood Star. And they've been in the Book of Mormon as a singer. So they've been involved with Hollywood for a long time. And we know that a lot of these child stars that end up working with Hollywood, they end up with all sorts of psychological damage, child abuse that they've been through, all that sort of thing. So there could be that playing into this as well. I certainly don't think the smile that she has is genuine, and she does look deranged, especially like prancing around in these little girls' clothes and pretending to be a little girl. But somehow they've managed to get 1.7 million followers. Grandpa, what do you make of what the feminists are saying here?
Well, it's a good example of what I was just saying, that people don't understand. It's not about selling Nike sportswear. That's not what they're selling here. They're selling something else, and it's something of a larger narrative, of a larger agenda. And I think a lot of what, you know, appears comedic, because you look at it and it's like, it looks, you know, it's laughable. It looks silly, but the absurdity is part of what they're selling. You know, it's supposed to be ridiculous, and because you're supposed to still go along with it. The more absurd the lie is, the more submission is required to go along with it. And that's what they want everybody to do. And that's what's being promoted. I think a lot of what we see as comedic is the fact that this person is literally acting. They're putting on a show. Like I said, this is a manufactured thing. How did they get all these followers? Where did they come from? How did all of these people discover them? You know, this is all created. This is all manufactured. And it's a highlight, and I don't remember if it's in the story or not, and it may be, and I may be spoiling early. But to just put an exclamation point, this person also got a sponsorship to, like, advertise tampons. Okay, let that sink in. You know, and then people are sitting there, why are they doing this? Who's going to buy their products? You know, people are misreading exactly what's being sold. The more absurd the lie, the more submission it takes for you to go along with it. It's supposed to be ridiculous, and you're supposed to go along. You're supposed to take it seriously. You're supposed to say, yes, this is a real thing. Yes, this is 100% real. And in that sense, it goes beyond just simply transgender. That's just the topic they're using. It's, this person is supposed to be over the top. This person is supposed to look ridiculous. It's supposed to be ridiculous that they're advertising women's sportswear. It's supposed to be ridiculous that they put them on a can of beer that's going to be typically, you would assume, drank by working class men. It's supposed to be ridiculous they put this person advertising feminine hygiene products when obviously they're not going to have a need for them. It's supposed to be ridiculous. It's supposed to be ridiculous because you're still, the demand is always in the background that everybody has to act like this is 100% normal. This is 100% serious, and you 100% better go along with it or else. You know, it's just that is the message, and that's what's being sold. And as you pointed out, these companies, yes, technically they lose money because people are to a certain extent put off with it, but they're going to get more money from these big outfits like BlackRock and Vanguard. And so that part, they're covered on that. They're selling something else. They're selling the narrative. They're selling this narrative. They're selling this agenda.
And when it comes down to it, it's about subverting civilization and subverting these gender norms. I think the feminists are getting all upset about this and angry about this because they're thinking that it was all about rights. It was all about getting rights for women. And now this is imposing on that. And you've got these transgenders taking part in sports. You now got transgenders taking these traditionally female roles in this advertising. And what that's really doing is subverting civilization and getting everybody to go along with it and pretend that it's normal. And that's what this is all about. And it was the same with the feminism and getting people to say, oh, yeah, but men have been oppressing women all this time. And yes, wouldn't it be much better if women were out there working and not having children and not raising their own children? And surely that's going to be much better for them than having everything provided for them and being at home and raising children and keeping humanity going. I mean, it's the same thing, isn't it? And the women that fell for the feminism, they thought it was all about women's rights. And now they're realizing it's not all about women's rights at all. It's about subverting civilization and getting you to pretend that things like this are normal when they're completely abnormal. And of course, that's upsetting these feminists. And now they want to exclude these trans. But the mainstream media and the establishment is not going along with it. They are promoting these transgenders. So, I mean, it really just highlights the fact that this whole feminism thing was just a way of subverting Western civilization in the first place, rather than about winning rights for women that they apparently didn't have. Well, others said it looked like Mulvaney was mocking women by putting on a minstrel show of femininity in the video, an accusation which has been thrown at her in the past over her content. So this is this accusation that what she's doing is woman face, which I think is really what she's doing, because she's like accentuating it. As I was saying, she's accentuating like what young girls are like, basically, pretty much like a black and minstrel show, or like somebody that was pretending to be black that was actually white. She has been documenting her journey, explaining that she didn't get a childhood as a girl and was exploring what that would be like before heading into womanhood, despite some criticizing her choices to describe it as girlhood. I mean, obviously that's a humorous way of referring to it, isn't it? Like manhood, so she's calling it girlhood. I do think there is a high element of humor in this. Not all reactions were vitriolic, however. And some praised Mulvaney for the posts, with compliments like, how can someone be this majestic and gorgeous? Or, girl, you have no business being so goddamn perfect. And I think they're probably playing into this as well and winding a lot of people up. As I said, I do think there's a lot of humour in this. And it is highlighting the fact that a lot of these transgenders, it is, what is the difference between transgender or a drag queen and blackface? Seriously, what is the difference? If it's going to be wrong for white people to put on black makeup and pretend to be black, why isn't it wrong for men to put on makeup and then pretend to be female? I mean, particularly in this case, when obviously Dylan Mulvaney is still intact and talks about making this bulge there, normalizing people seeing a bulge there when they look at a woman. Ludicrous. Grandpa, what do you make of this accusation of it being like a minstrel show of femininity?
It's a minstrel show, but it's not. You were talking about, you know, the feminism, you know, being, you know, now they're being like left behind because this is the new thing. And I think that was a really good point you raised, because that was just a stepping stone. And you see this too, as it continues, as we continue down this road to societal collapse, you know, this too is just a tool. If things were to continue, I don't know how much further they can continue down this road, but we'll see. But theoretically, at some point, the whole people like this, the whole transgender thing will also become, they'll be the feminists of the future going, hey, wait a minute, what is this all about? You know, and they too, in other words, it's just a tool. And again, they're just promoting this overall agenda. This is a very, I just can't help but always look for the inversion. And it used to be more subtle. And the thing about that's really what makes stories like this catch people's attention is because the inversion is so in your face. I mean, they're just literally telling you reality is inverted. Now, I don't know these supportive comments. Are they people making a joke? Are they people who really believe it? I don't know anymore. There's just no way we sit here and say, well, I think some of this is humor, but do we really know that? I don't know. There are people, I mean, after what we've seen over the past 3 or 4 years, you know, is there, no matter what ridiculousness is put forward, it's demonstrably been proven to us that there is a segment of the population that will go on with it, that will go along and support it no matter how stupid it is, no matter how ridiculous it is. And of course, they keep upping the ante with just more and more absurdity. And there's always, you just have to, I've come to accept, there's a certain segment of the population that will go along with it no matter how absurd it is. The inversion of reality with this story is so in your face. You got people that are going to go along with it. They're going to, you know, the person that's writing the article makes it a point to say she, you know, walking around with the, you know, look at me pants on with the bulge sticking out. I mean, it's just supposed to be ridiculous because you're still, the message is there. Don't you dare go over that line of criticize. Don't you dare say it's not real. You got to go along. And in the end, that's the goal, to get everybody to just go along.
You know, I think an argument could be made that feminism was about women pretending to be men, and then you got this transgender thing, which is men pretending to be women, but in a completely different way. So, and I'm almost in two minds about it, because that, you know, this does highlight all these problems with this equality, but at the same time, I mean, it's a serious problem. You know, you got people that are confused about their gender, they've got gender dysphoria. It's an awful condition to actually have, but at the same time, it is just highlighting the way that everything has been subverted. And when you go away from what is natural and normal, you end up in some very dark places and some very confused places. And at the same time, there are little brief bits of sunlight that we can see, little bits of humour that we can actually take from this situation. Well, Mulvaney's Nike sponsorship comes just days after she stirred up controversy by becoming a spokesperson for Bud Light, a sponsorship which saw her face appear on a special release of their beer cans. She has angered many feminists by charting her year of girlhood since transitioning from male to female. I mean, they say here she is now a female. All it took was a year's worth of hormones. Earlier this year, Mulvaney underwent grueling facial feminization surgery, which sees facial bones sliced off and sanded down to give trans women a softer, more womanly appearance. Just days ago, Bud Light sparked harsh backlash from conservatives for partnering with Mulvaney for a March Madness promotion. People took to social media to express their bafflement at the sponsorship. Some filmed themselves shoveling cases of Bud Light into the trash or pouring cans of beer down drains. Well, that's really going to hurt Bud Light, isn't it? Buying crates of their beer just so you can pour it down the drain. Rockstar Kid Rock even posted a video of himself mowing down a stack of Bud Light cases with an assault rifle and then saying F Bud Light and F Anheuser-Busch. Well, I mean, it's certainly drawing attention to Bud Light, isn't it? I mean, you would imagine that beer was like a masculine thing. So, I mean, why are they putting Dylan Mulvaney on the beer and at the same time putting Dylan Mulvaney on the Nike women's things? It's like they're just trying to promote Dylan Mulvaney everywhere because they know that it's going to court controversy and it means it's going to get mentioned in the newspapers like this. And you brought this up before, Grandpa, but what do you make of the fact that they're putting this on Bud Light? I mean, what is Bud Light? Is it a low alcohol lager or something like that? Is that what they're implying here? That transgender's a low alcohol?
Yes. Maybe, but yeah, if you've had, well, you obviously haven't, but anyone who's ever tasted Bud Light, you know, they understand it's also just basically pretending to be actual beer. It's very nasty, very nasty, very nasty, disgusting product in my personal opinion. Again, you know, people expressing their bafflement at sponsorship. But you see, if people listen to this show and listen to you and I's fan, they won't be baffled because they understand what's going on. This is the public service we do, the sacrifices we make. See, if you listen to the show, anybody listen to the show and they're hearing it go, they're not baffled. They understand. They understand what's being promoted. You know, working people aren't going to go buy Bud Light because it's got this guy's face on it. You know, that's not what they're selling. And you see people, you know, having, like you said, one of the most silly things is people going out there, you know, and pouring the beer down with it. You already paid them the money. You know, I mean, you're pouring the beer down the drain doesn't do anything to them. They already got your money. You know, I mean, Kid Rock mowing down the beers with the assault rifle. This is so America. This whole story is so America. That's why I say historians are going to have so much fun with this. It's like, you know, what was America like 150 years ago during the collapse? And they're going to have this evidence. You know, no, you're going to have actual historical evidence here. And people can be like, there's no way that is that ridiculous. And they're going to put these videos up and be like, oh, my gosh, it was, you know, America, get my assault rifle out. You know, shoot down the beer cans and the tranny dancing around and all of this, you know, having them advertise feminine products with his bulge sticking out of the look at me pants and all of the ridiculousness of it. And people will be just sitting there going, how did it ever get that ridiculous? What was wrong with people? What was wrong with people back then? No, there's no bafflement. You're not baffled if you listen to this show. That's what this important public service we're doing here, Sven.
Like a tranny dancing on the remains of America. So I guess it's really like a pretend woman advertising a pretend beer. So at least there is some connection there between the two. Well, the Bud Light wasn't Mulvaney's first sponsorship to raise eyebrows. Her appearance on Ultra Beauty in October led to controversy and calls to boycott the cosmetics firm. Critics called her misogynistic for appropriating womanhood. Likewise, a post about Tampax feminine hygiene products left some viewers shocked and confused. Two replied, "Is this a joke?" She is frequently bashed for referring to the vagina as a Barbie pouch. She has gained a massive following on TikTok as she documents her transition to a transgender female. Originally identifying as non-binary, but telling followers in March that she was a girl. And these transgenders, they do claim that they actually get period pains. You know, they seriously complain of period pains once a month after starting this estrogen. And I think the reason why they say that they want to have these Tampaxes is so that they can offer them out to other girls. And then that makes them feel like they're a real girl because they can offer a Tampax to another girl that that actually needs one. I think that's the actual source of this, rather than them seriously believing that they actually need a Tampax. But I have heard that some of them get very upset if they don't actually get asked to come in for a smear test and things like this, because other women will be asked to do that. So why aren't these transgenders asked in to do that? And I should imagine you get that that one in Canada, I can't remember her name, the one that sued the beauty treatment because they wouldn't wax her balls. I think she's the sort of one that would complain and try to take the medical industry to court for not actually inviting her in for a smear test or testing her for breast cancer and what have you. Grandpa, what do you make of this list here? Bud Light, Tampax, what else have we got here? Other advertising that she's done? What do you make of all this advertising that she's doing?
Well, again, one would do well to bear in mind that, again, this is a manufactured entity. This person is manufactured and being put into the media. They're being presented to you for a reason. You know, we've got, since Elon Musk has taken over Twitter, we've discovered that, you know, a whole lot of these Twitter accounts are simply bots. They're not real people. When you read a story like this, and this person has 1.8 million followers on the Tiki Top, well, how many of those people are real? How do we know that they have 1.8 million followers on TikTok? Well, because the media says they do. You know, and maybe you go to their person's page and it shows 1.8 million followers. How many of those 1.8 million followers are actually people, or are they bots? This is all manufactured. This, you wouldn't know. Think of it this way. You wouldn't know this person exists except that the media is telling you they exist. You wouldn't know this person was doing any of the stuff that they're doing except they've been groomed, they've been presented, and they're being put out in the public by the media. So they're wanting you to see this. They don't care. And people always talk about this, you know, oh, we're calling for a boycott. I always see that, and conservatives love to do it. Now, you know, you have feminists and stuff calling for it because now they're mad. But you have conservatives. As always, you see that. Whenever this stuff comes up, conservatives, their first reaction is, we're going to boycott them, and that'll teach them. Has that ever worked? And have they ever asked why that doesn't work? I've been around, you know, for several years now, to say the least. And I don't know how many times I've heard outraged conservatives call for a boycott. And never, not a single time, not once, has a company ever come out and say, okay, in response to the boycott, we're going to change our course of action. I take that back. Way back, I think it was in the 80s. Coca-Cola came out with New Coke. They called it New Coke, and everybody hated it. And as a result, people quit buying it. And so they went back to they brought back Coca-Cola original, and then they just did away with the whole. That's the only time. It's the only time. I'm not sure it really has anything to do with what we're talking about. I'm sorry. I may not be at my best. And also, since the big narrative from the Republicans is that TikTok is a secret Chinese government operation, does that mean that this person is being supported by the Chaicoms? The evil Chaicoms are supporting this person on TikTok. Maybe this is a secret Chinese operation to make this person a star and push it on. You see, you can just follow the rabbit hood of, or the rabbit hole of ridiculousness. The rabbit hole. That may be a better term than Barbie pouch. You can follow the rabbit hole of ridiculous and just keep spiraling down, because everything in the U.S. now, everything in the West now is based on some form of lie. And of course, the more stacked on top of one another the lies are, the more ridiculous they seem.
You know, maybe this new Coke thing, that's a pretty good analogy. Maybe they're trying to sell us that, you know, the transgender as the new woman. But of course, everybody would rather go back to the normal traditional woman, I think, rather than the Hellraiser-esque new transgender woman that has had all these different surgeries and operations. Now, Mulvaney interviewed Biden in October as part of a panel of six progressive activists for Now This News. So she's also a journalist, a proper journalist. In the interview, the Democrat vowed to protect gender-affirming care, saying states should not limit access to transgender treatments. States should not be limiting access to parents who want to have their children's organs amputated. After the latest Nike posts, viewers remained incredulous. I've seen that hashtag Dylan Mulvaney is the face of Maybelline, the face of Bud Light, and now the face of Nike, a Twitter user wrote. Women are losing sports, our own makeup, shitty beer, and now clothes. We don't have rights over our own bodies, but trans people do. In the past, Mulvaney has been accused of a woman face by some feminists who claim she is play-acting the parts of a woman she enjoys with none of the misogyny faced by females on a day-to-day basis. So because she doesn't get whistled at in the street, she is somehow a fake female. She became known on TikTok for her Days of Girlhood series, which has 10.8 million followers, in which she can be heard discussing things that she believes are accessible to her as a trans woman. Yes, she can now go in the women's toilets. They include finding love, being a performer, having a family, and being a mother. How on earth is she going to be a mother? I don't think they can do womb transplants yet. She's earned hundreds of thousands of dollars, won allies in the White House, and is elbowing her way into the world of Hollywood celebrities. Mulvaney's rise among social media influencers was apparent last month when Vice President Kamala Harris wrote her an anniversary letter to celebrate her 365th day of living authentically. Recently, the trans poster girl revealed how her personal relationships have fallen apart, that she struggles to get a date and is still to be kissed as a girl. Well, I wonder if that may be because she's actually going out dressed as a bloke where she can get away with not being snapped by the paparazzi outside because they don't know it's her. I mean, would that mean that she's actually pretty similar to the Canadian teacher that we were talking about recently, the Canadian trans teacher? I do wonder if this is true. She has still yet to be kissed as a girl. And as I say, I would imagine that's because she's been going out as a bloke to the gay clubs, as I say, to get away from the paparazzi. But what do you make of all of this? What's your final words to sum all of this up today, Grandpa?
Well, this final segment you read is just really is the exclamation point on what I've been saying through this whole show, which is this person is manufactured. 10.8 million followers for this. Who found this? Where are these 10.8 million people? Who are they? This person comes out of the blue and now all of a sudden they're interviewing the president of the United States and they're getting letters from the vice president of the United States. And we're hearing all about it. Whining from the feminists about, oh, this person's getting all the benefits of womanhood without dealing with the misogyny. That's just bitching and complaining because they're being pushed out of their level on the victimhood scale, because that's, you know, we don't have a meritocracy in the U.S. anymore. We have the victimhood scale, you know, and you're on that scale, you know. know, and see, blacks have been pushed down on the scale. Women have been pushed down the scale. Right now, in current year, these people are on the top of the scale. They're right up there at the top. So they get all the benefits. They get all the media attention. They get all of the celebration, and they get to do interviews with the president of the United States and letters from the vice president and so on and so forth. It's just, and then there's this final punctuation on the inversion. Congratulations on your 365th day of living authentically. The inversion here, and that's what makes it satanic. I got to say it. That's what makes it satanic. Living authentically. But they're not living authentically. They're denying reality. The stories, this promotion is demanding everybody else agree to deny reality and sign up for the lie. 365 days of living authentically, but they're not living authentically. It's a joke. It's living a lie, standing up there advertising feminine hygiene products when we all know that's ridiculous. It's anything except authentic. I really think so. You know, and when they present these things, because I believe our brains are wired to try to make sense of things, and we're not wired for this age of mass media and television and the internet and things such as this. And it really turns into like an attack on your mind, because your mind is wired to assume people are giving you factual information, and your mind is trying to put things in order so that they make sense and you understand them. And they give you these obviously ridiculous non-truths and tell you they're living authentically, and this is authentic and this is real, and you've got to go along with it. And really, it's I think is one of the contributing factors to why people are losing their minds. People are just getting more and more detached from reality today than they ever were, because it is an attack on your mind, because it's anything but everything we're seeing here, all this information they're giving us, it's anything but authentic.
Well, it's very Emperor's New Clothes, isn't it? I mean, maybe it is meta irony. Maybe it's irony on top of irony, because I mean, they are telling us that, you know, this is living as an authentic woman, and obviously it's not an authentic woman. So I mean, I do wonder if there is a certain hint of irony there, but it's certainly good content for us to be talking about here at the Daily Nationalist. Thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I'll be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.